Chapter 4. Gajendra returns to the spiritual world. This fourth chapter describes the previous birth of Gajendra and the crocodile. It tells how the crocodile became a Gandharva and how Gajendra became an associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There was a king on the Gandharva planet whose name was Huhu. Once this king Huhu was enjoying with women in the water, and while enjoying, he pulled the leg of Devala Rishi, who was also taking a bath in the water. Upon this, the sage became very angry and immediately cursed him to become a crocodile. King Huhu was very sorry when cursed in that way, and he begged pardon from the sage, who, in compassion, gave him the benediction that he would be freed when Gajendra was delivered by the Personality of Godhead. Thus, the crocodile was delivered when killed by Narayan. When Gajendra, by the mercy of the Lord, became one of the Lord's associates in Vaikuntha, he got four hands. This achievement is called Sarupya Mukti, or the liberation of receiving a spiritual body exactly like that of Narayan. Gajendra, in his previous birth, had been a great devotee of Lord Vishnu. His name was Indradumna, and he was the king of the Tamil country. Following the Vedic principles, this king retired from family life and constructed a small cottage in the Malayachala hills, where he always worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead in silence. Agastya Rishi, along with many disciples, once approached King Indradumna's ashram. But because the king was meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he could not receive Agastya Rishi properly. Thus the Rishi became very angry and cursed the king to become a dull elephant. In accordance with this curse, the king was born as an elephant, and he forgot all about his previous activities in devotional service. Nonetheless, in his birth as an elephant, when he was dangerously attacked by the crocodile, he remembered his past life in devotional service and remembered a prayer he had learned in that life. Because of this prayer, he again received the mercy of the Lord. Thus he was immediately delivered, and he became one of the Lord's four-handed associates. Shukadeva Goswami ends this chapter by describing the good fortune of the elephant. Shukadeva Goswami says that by hearing the narration of Gajendra's deliverance, one can also get the opportunity to be delivered. Shukadeva Goswami vividly describes this, and thus the chapter ends. Verse 1. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, "When the Lord delivered Gajendra, king of the elephants, all the demigods, sages, and Gandharvas, headed by Brahma and Shiva, praised this activity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and showered flowers upon both the Lord and Gajendra." Purport. It is evident from this chapter that great sages like Devala Rishi, Narada Muni, and Agastya Muni will sometimes curse someone. The curse of such a personality, however, is in fact a benediction. Both the crocodile, who had been a Gandharva in his previous life, and Gajendra, who had been a king named Indradumna, were cursed, but both of them benefited. Indradumna, in his birth as an elephant, attained salvation and became a personal associate of the Lord in Vaikuntha, and the crocodile regained his status as a Gandharva. We find evidence in many places that the curse of a great saint or devotee is not a curse, but a benediction. Verse 2. There was a beating of kettle drums in the heavenly planets. The inhabitants of Gandharva Loka began to dance and sing. While great sages and the inhabitants of Charnaloka and Siddhaloka offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purushottama. Verses 3 and 4. The best of the Gandharvas, King Huhu, having been cursed by Devala Muni, had become a crocodile. Now, having been delivered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he assumed a very beautiful form as a Gandharva. Understanding by whose mercy this had happened, he immediately offered his respectful obeisances with his head and began chanting prayers just suitable for the transcendental Lord, the Supreme Eternal, who is worshipped by the choicest verses. Purport. The story of how the Gandharva had become a crocodile will be described later. The curse by which the Gandharva took this position was actually a blessing, not a curse. One should not be displeased when a saintly person curses someone, for his curse, indirectly, is a blessing. The Gandharva had the mentality of an inhabitant of the celestial planetary system, and for him to become an associate of the Supreme Lord would have taken millions of long years. However, because he was cursed by Devala Rishi, he became a crocodile and in only one life was fortunate enough to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face and be promoted to the spiritual world to become one of the Lord's associates. Similarly, Gajendra was also delivered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead when he was freed from the curse of Agastya Muni. Verse 5. Having been favored by the causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and having regained his original form, King Huhu circumambulated the Lord and offered his obeisances. Then, in the presence of all the demigods, headed by Brahma, he returned to Gandharva Loka. He had been freed of all sinful reactions. Verse 6. Because Gajendra, king of the elephants, had been touched directly by the hands of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was immediately freed of all material ignorance and bondage. Thus he received the salvation of Sarupya Mukti, in which he achieved the same bodily features as the Lord, being dressed in yellow garments and possessing four hands. Purport. If one is favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead by having his gross body touched by the Lord, his body turns into a spiritual body, and he can go back home, back to Godhead. Gajendra assumed a spiritual body when his body was touched by the Lord. Similarly, Dhruva Maharaj assumed his spiritual body in this way. Archana Padati, daily worship of the deity, provides an opportunity to touch the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus it enables one to be fortunate enough to get a spiritual body and go back to Godhead. Not only by touching the body of the Supreme Lord, but simply by hearing about his pastimes, chanting his glories, touching his feet and offering worship, in other words, by serving the Lord somehow or other, one is purified of material contamination. This is the result of touching the Supreme Lord. One who is a pure devotee, anyabhilashita shunyam, who acts according to the Shastra and the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, certainly becomes purified. Like Gajendra, he assumes a spiritual body and returns home, back to Godhead. Verse 7. This Gajendra had formerly been a Vaishnav and the king of the country known as Pandya, which is in the province of Dravida, South India. In his previous life, he was known as Indradyumna Maharaj. Verse 8. Indradyumna Maharaj retired from family life and went to the Malaya Hills, where he had a small cottage for his ashram. He wore matted locks on his head and always engaged in austerities. Once, while observing a vow of silence, he was fully engaged in the worship of the Lord and absorbed in the ecstasy of love of Godhead. Verse 9. While Indradyumna Maharaj was engaged in ecstatic meditation, worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the great sage Agastya Muni arrived there, surrounded by his disciples. When the Muni saw that Maharaj Indradyumna, who was sitting in a secluded place, remained silent and did not follow the etiquette of offering him a reception, he was very angry. Verse 10. Agastya Muni then spoke this curse against the king. This king, Indradyumna, is not at all gentle. Being low and uneducated, he has insulted a Brahmin. May he therefore enter the region of darkness and receive the dull, dumb body of an elephant. Purport. An elephant is very strong. It has a very big body, and it can work very hard and eat a large quantity of food. But its intelligence is not at all commensurate with its size and strength. Thus, in spite of so much bodily strength, the elephant works as a menial servant for a human being. Agastya Muni thought it wise to curse the king to become an elephant because the powerful king did not receive Agastya Muni as one is obliged to receive a Brahmin. Yet although Agastya Muni cursed Maharaj Indradyumna to become an elephant, the curse was indirectly a benediction. For by undergoing one life as an elephant, Indradyumna Maharaj ended the reactions for all the sins of his previous life. Immediately after the expiry of the elephant's life, he was promoted to Vaikuntha Loka to become a personal associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, in a body exactly like that of the Lord. This is called Sarupya Mukti. Verses 11 and 12. Shukadeva Goswami continued, "My dear king, after Agastya Muni had thus cursed King Indradyumna, the Muni left that place along with his disciples. Since the king was a devotee, he accepted Agastya Muni's curse as welcome because it was the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although in his next life he got the body of an elephant, because of devotional service, he remembered how to worship and offer prayers to the Lord." Purport. This is the unique position of a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although the king was cursed, he welcomed the curse because a devotee is always aware that nothing can happen without the desire of the Supreme Lord. Although the king was not at fault, Agastya Muni cursed him, and when this happened, the king considered it to be due to his past misdeeds. Tate nukam pam sushamikshamana. This is a practical example of how a devotee thinks. He regards any reverses in life as blessings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, instead of being agitated by such reverses, he continues his activities of devotional service, and Krishna takes care of him and enables him to be promoted to the spiritual world, back to Godhead. If a devotee has to suffer the reactions of his past misdeeds, the Supreme Lord arranges for him to be given only a token of these reactions, and very soon he is freed from all the reactions of material contamination. One should therefore adhere to devotional service, and the Lord himself will very soon see to one's promotion to the spiritual world. A devotee should not be disturbed by unfortunate circumstances, but must continue his regular program, depending on the Lord for everything. The word upadharyan, considering, is very significant in this verse. This word indicates that a devotee knows what is what. He understands what is happening in material, conditional life. Verse 13. Upon delivering the king of the elephants from the clutches of the crocodile and from material existence, which resembles a crocodile, the Lord awarded him the status of Sarupya Mukti. In the presence of the Gandharvas, the Siddhas, and the other demigods, who were praising the Lord for his wonderful transcendental activities, the Lord, sitting on the back of his carrier, Garuda, returned to his all-wonderful abode and took Gajendra with him. Purport. In this verse, the word vimoksha is significant. For a devotee, moksha or mukti, salvation, means getting the position of the Lord's associate. The impersonalists are satisfied to get the liberation of merging in the Brahman effulgence. But for a devotee, mukti, liberation, means not to merge in the effulgence of the Lord, but to be directly promoted to the Vaikuntha planets and to become an associate of the Lord. In this regard, there is a relevant verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. Tate nukam pam sushamikshamano bunjana evatma kritam vipakam ridvag vapur bir vidadan namaste jiveta yomukti pade sadayavak. One who seeks your compassion and thus tolerates all kinds of adverse conditions due to the karma of his past deeds, who engages always in your devotional service with his mind, words, and body, and who always offers obeisances unto you, is certainly a bona fide candidate for liberation. A devotee who tolerates everything in this material world and patiently executes his devotional service can become Mukti Pade Sadaya Bhak, a bona fide candidate for liberation. The word Daya Bhak refers to a hereditary right to the Lord's mercy. A devotee must simply engage in devotional service, not caring about material situations. Then he automatically becomes a rightful candidate for promotion to Vaikuntha Loka. The devotee who renders unalloyed service to the Lord gets the right to be promoted to Vaikuntha Loka, just as a son inherits the property of his father. When a devotee gets liberation, he becomes free from material contamination and engages as a servant of the Lord. This is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Muktir hit vanyata rupam swarupena vivastati. The word swarup refers to sarupya mukti, going back home, back to Godhead, and remaining the Lord's eternal associate, having regained a spiritual body exactly resembling that of the Lord, with four hands, holding the shankha, chakra, gada, and padma. The difference between the mukti of the impersonalist and that of the devotee is that the devotee is immediately appointed an eternal servant of the Lord, whereas the impersonalist, although merging in the effulgence of the Brahmajyoti, is still insecure and therefore generally falls again to this material world. Aruya krichchena paramparam tata patantyado nadrita yusmad angreya. Although the impersonalist rises to the Brahman effulgence and enters into that effulgence, he has no engagement in the service of the Lord, and therefore he is again attracted to materialistic philanthropic activities. Thus he comes down to open hospitals and educational institutions, feed poor men, and perform similar materialistic activities, which the impersonalist thinks are more precious than serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anadrite yusmarangraya. The impersonalists do not think that the service of the Lord is more valuable than serving the poor man or starting a school or hospital. Although they say Brahma Satyam Jagan Mitya, Brahman is real and the material world is false, they are nonetheless very eager to serve the false material world and neglect the service of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Verse 14. My dear King Parikshit, I have now described the wonderful power of Krishna as displayed when the Lord delivered the king of the elephants. O best of the Kuru dynasty, those who hear this narration become fit to be promoted to the higher planetary systems. Simply because of hearing this narration, they gain a reputation as devotees. They are unaffected by the contamination of Kali Yuga, and they never see bad dreams. Verse 15. Therefore, after getting up from bed in the morning, those who desire their own welfare, especially the Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and in particular the Brahmin Vaishnavas, should chant this narration as it is, without deviation, to counteract the troubles of bad dreams. Purport. Every verse in the Vedic literature, especially in the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, is a Vedic mantra. Here the words Yatanu Kirtayanti are used to recommend that this literature be presented as it is. Unscrupulous persons, however, deviate from the actual narration and interpret the text in their own way with grammatical jugglery. Such deviations are to be avoided. This is a Vedic injunction supported by Shukadeva Goswami, one of the Mahajans or authorities. He says, Yatanu Kirtayanti. One should recite the mantra as it is, without deviation, for then one will be eligible to rise to the platform of all good fortune. Shukadeva Goswami especially recommends that those who are Brahmins, Suchaya, recite all these mantras after rising from bed in the morning. Because of sinful activities, at night we have bad dreams, which are very troublesome. Indeed, Maharaj Yudhisthira was obliged to see hell because of a slight deviation from devotional service to the Lord. Therefore, duswapna, bad dreams, occur because of sinful activities. A devotee sometimes accepts a sinful person as his disciple, and to counteract the sinful reactions he accepts from the disciple, he has to see a bad dream. Nonetheless, the spiritual master is so kind that in spite of having bad dreams due to the sinful disciple, he accepts this troublesome business for the deliverance of the victims of Kali Yuga. After initiation, therefore, a disciple should be extremely careful not to commit again any sinful act that might cause difficulties for himself and the spiritual master. Before the deity, before the fire, before the spiritual master, and before the Vaishnavas, the honest disciple promises to refrain from all sinful activity. Therefore, he must not again commit sinful acts and thus create a troublesome situation. Verse 16. O best of the Kuru dynasty, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supersoul of everyone, being thus pleased, addressed Gajendra in the presence of everyone there. He spoke the following blessings. Verses 17 through 24. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, freed from all sinful reactions are those who rise from bed at the end of night, early in the morning, and fully concentrate their minds with great attention upon my form. Your form, this lake, this mountain, the caves, the gardens, the cane plants, the bamboo plants, the celestial trees, the residential quarters of me, Lord Brahma, and Lord Shiva, the three peaks of Trikuta Mountain, made of gold, silver, and iron, my very pleasing abode, the ocean of milk, the white island, Svetadvipa, which is always brilliant with spiritual rays, my mark of Srivats, the Kastuba gem, my Vajayanti garland, my club, Komodaki, my Sudarshan disc and Panchajanya conch shell, my bearer, Garuda, the king of the birds, my bed, Seshanaga, my expansion of energy, the goddess of fortune, Lord Brahma, Narada Muni, Lord Shiva, Prahlad, my incarnations like Matsya, Karma, and Varaha, my unlimited, all auspicious activities, which yield piety to he who hears them, the sun, the moon, fire, the mantra Omkara, the absolute truth, the total material energy, the cows and Brahmins, devotional service, the wives of Soma and Kashyapa, who are all daughters of King Daksha, the rivers Ganges, Saraswati, Nanda, and Jamuna, Kalindi, the elephant Airavata, Dhruva Maharaj, the seven rishis, and the pious human beings. Verse 25. My dear devotee, unto those who rise from bed at the end of night and offer me the prayers offered by you, I give an eternal residence in the spiritual world at the end of their lives. Verse 26. Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued, after giving this instruction, the Lord, who is known as Hrishikesh, bugled with his Panchajanya conch shell, in this way pleasing all the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma. Then he mounted the back of his carrier, Garuda. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 4th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Gajendra Returns to the Spiritual World.